44 degrees at 6:52 on our way to the 60s and 90-ish in less than a week. We accentuate the positive proudly on the program. It's very dangerous to do that, but we accentuate the positive and have relentless positive radio. That does not mean we ignore the obvious and some of the problems that we have. And following a wave of warm weather mayhem that included multiple shootings downtown, a whole bunch of stuff, you bet the federal and local law enforcement are gathered together for something very special. The One Detroit Partnership, which includes those various law enforcement entities, along with the U.S. Attorney's Office, announcing a new summer strategy to combat that crime I just mentioned. Our WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson is here with all the details. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. The One Detroit Partnership, made up of the U.S. Attorney Dawn Isom, Mayor Mike Duggan, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, Police Chief James White, and other law enforcement and community figures. As temperatures rise, so does violent crime. And with summer approaching, the One Detroit Partnership has launched an effort to strategically focus resources to the most dangerous neighborhoods in Detroit, those being the 8th Precinct on the west side, the 9th Precinct on the east side, that are among the highest in the city in fatal and non-fatal shootings, robberies, and carjackings. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, Dawn Isom, says one part of the effort is to prosecute the most violent offenders federally.
This executive team of the One Detroit Partnership has agreed and collaborated and determined that individuals will be prosecuted in federal court for all provable felon in possessions for high-risk individuals. They will be immediately prosecuted in federal court for all provable possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. We will take all cases involving possession of guns with conversion switches. We will take all carjackings and Hobbs Act robberies, that's commercial robberies, from these hotspot areas during this period.
U.S. Attorney Isom says, in addition to federal prosecution, the One Detroit Partnership is focused on preventing by inviting those on parole to be part of making their neighborhoods a safer place and talking to them about barriers that prevent them from reintegrating into society.
Over the course of this summer enforcement, we will have our returning citizens, our collaboration with them, and we will be talking with returning citizens, those who have been recently released from prison, and we will have not only community engagement with those returning citizens, but we're going to have service providers there to help them to remove the barriers that they face when they are released from prison, because we believe that every person we prevent from committing a crime by making them a productive citizen makes our community better.
Paul W., the One Detroit hotspot strategy for federal enforcement in the 8th and 9th precincts will begin this Monday, Memorial Day, and last until Labor Day in September.
Well, good for them. I mean, look, we have to do something, and this sounds like a big deal. It's educational for me to hear your report, Lloyd Jackson, as is often the case, and that is, I did not realize that we had the choice to prosecute various crimes, either, I don't know how to put it, locally or federally. Mm-hmm. I thought it was totally based on the crime, but the quote here, this strategy will target some of the most dangerous areas of Detroit. We will federally prosecute carjackings, robberies, and gun crimes in these areas. Mm-hmm. Can you better explain that to me? They can pick and choose if they want to bring in the federal charges on all of these crimes?
Yes. And so that's why, you know, this collaboration, you know, the U.S. Attorney's Office will be working closely with the Wayne County Prosecutor, Kim Worthy, and they will decide whether this will be better depending on the person and the crime, whether this will be better prosecuted federally because the sentences are a little tougher in the federal prison, and it's a lot of truth in sentencing in federal prison. You don't really get that good behavior when you're sentenced in federal prison. You do the time, the whole time.
Well, we gotta. Well, see, there's an issue I've had for a long time. If somebody gives you the time and you're supposed to serve the time, you ought to serve the whole time, always. Anyway, it seems to me a sidebar discussion. At the moment, we don't have time to get into, but this is good news to get all of the law enforcement officials, quote unquote, on the same page with their summer enhancement strategy aimed at reducing violent crime, in this case, in two of Detroit's most dangerous neighborhoods. The effort kicks off this holiday Monday and continues through Labor Day. So all good news in that regard. As I say, we try to accentuate the positive, relentless positive radio, but we don't ignore the reality, and this is a reality we need to deal with. And you've kicked it off. Lloyd, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul W.
Our WJR Senior News Analyst, Lloyd Jackson. Lots more going on. We've got our business beat with Jeff Sloan and some interesting guests. Matt Cullen, too. Stay with us.